Hello, hi, God people. Welcome to my podcast. You are listening to Mindset, where your mind is your superpower. As far as your mind can see, you can become. I'm your lovely host, Precious, and I'm so happy to be here. I'm so over the moon to be doing this. It's been a minute. It's been quite some time since I've been here. But I'm glad. I'm glad that I'm here now and that I'm doing this today, you know. And I do hope that you guys have been good, that you've been well. So today is the 2nd of August 2021. The time is around 21:05. It's 21:05. I'm glad. I'm so glad to be here. I'm so happy that I'm doing this at this very moment. So how are you? How are you doing? How is it going for you? It's August. We are approaching the end of the year. You are still here. You are still alive. That's something to be grateful for. That's something to be grateful for. I know this year has been a lot. We have been going through a lot this year, you know. And I personally thought that 2020 was bad. But 2021, it's a lot. It's really a lot. But we don't dwell, you know, on the bed. We are the positivity activists. So we keep the spirit of positivity. We keep thinking positive and we dwell on the positive things that are happening around us. Yes, we cannot ignore all the bads that are happening, but we are still here. That's something positive to dwell on. That's something to be grateful for. So with that being said, I would want to ask you my all the time question. What are you grateful for today? What are you grateful for today? Remember, you always have something to be grateful for. You always have a reason to be grateful. You are alive today. Not everybody is. Other people had hoped or had thought that they would be here now, but they're not. So you're still here. You're listening to this. It means you're alive. That's something to be grateful for. So what are you grateful for today? What are you grateful for today? Remember the spirit of gratitude. It goes a long way. Always be grateful. Always practice the spirit of gratitude. How are you doing? How is it going? How are your goals going? Are you achieving them? Are you achieving them? I know for most people, 2021 has really been bad, but we are here, we are alive, and we are still working on our dreams, on our goals. I know for most people, when you ask them, you know, ask them, how are you? How are you doing? How is it going for you? They will tell you that at least I'm alive, you know. And that's one thing that I'm fighting for this year. I just want to stay alive. I just want to stay alive. I just want to be here this time around next year. That's what I'm fighting for. And that's my goal for this year. I want to stay alive. You know, that's enough. That's enough. If that's your goal for this year, to stay alive, to stay safe, that's okay. There is really nothing wrong with that. I don't know what you're praying to God for. I don't know how it is going in your life. I don't know what you're going through. But what I want to say to you is, don't get tired to pray. Don't you dare get tired of praying. And do remember that God is still at work. He hasn't forgotten you. He hasn't forsaken you. He said it in his word that he will never leave nor forsake us. He is with us as he was with Moses and the children of Israel. He is with us all the time. He is going through this with us. I know sometimes it gets to a point where you ask yourself, is God really here with me? If he's really here with me, can't he see that I'm suffering? Can't he see that I have been through so much already? If he is really who he says he is, why is he allowing this to happen? I know that sometimes it gets to that point where you question the presence of God. You question his word. But what I want to say to you is his word is true. And he is faithful. He is just. And he is with you. He is working behind the doors for you. And remember the book. I want to share with you before I actually get on with today's business. Before I share what I came here to share with you today, I just want to share with you a scripture from the book of Ecclesiastes 1 verse 9. It says, "There is nothing new under the sun. Everything that is has already been," you know. So everything that is, everything that we are going through today is not anything new to God. It's not new. It's not a new thing. It may not have manifested as coronavirus or whatever you are going through. But God knew that this time we will be here. We will be going what we are going through today. So this should give you comfort, knowing that there is nothing new under the sun. God did not bring you this far to leave you, nor forsake you, nor fail you. So what he started with your life, he is going to finish. What God started with your life, in your life, he is going to faithfully finish. So stay in God no matter what. Stay in God. Believe in God. And believe that things will come together for you. Believe that all things are possible for you because you believe. Stay in God. Stay believing. Stay prayed up. And just know that better days are coming. Better days are ahead. That one day we will wake up to a new dawn. All of this will be over. It will be all over. So I guess with that, I'm getting all woke up and I want to preach. I want to stay talking about God, about believing, about faith. You know, because this is one thing that I love talking about. This is one thing that gives me life. This is one thing that gives me hope. This is one thing that keeps me going. But I'm here today to actually talk to you and me about starting, about the easiest way to start. You know, that's what brought me here today, because I know that a lot of times that a lot of us are always waiting for that right moment, for that right time, for that right year. We are always waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting that, you know what, I know that God is gonna tell me that this is the right time. Yet you can do this now, you can start doing this now. Are we ever ready to start doing something? Are we ever 100% ready to say, you know what, this is the time. This is the moment to do this. Because I believe that the easiest way to start is to start. The easiest way to start is to start. I want you to remember that. I want you to remember that, you know, you have the opportunity every single day to leave a positive mark on the world. You can rise every single day and be intentionally positive about everything that you do, about everything that you say. You can start anywhere. With whatever you have, with whatever you know, as long as you start. The easiest way to start is to start. We often are felt stuck at some point in our lives. we do go through those times where we feel like nothing is moving, nothing is going on, nothing is going right for me. I'm trying and trying and trying, but nothing is working out for me. Whatever the situation is, you must remember, it's either you leave your mark on the world, or the world will leave its mark on you. And for you to leave your mark on the world, you're gonna have to start. And the only way to start is to start. That's the easiest way to start. That is the only easiest way to start. So for you to start, you have got to wake up. You have got to dress up and to show up. And remember that you are truly destined to be whatever you decide to be. So I want you to remember that for you to become the person that you desire to be, you have got to start some way, anyway, with whatever you have, with whatever you know. You don't have to have it all, you know, to have everything, to have enough for you to start. Because unless you start, you will never have enough. Unless you start, you would never know enough. So whatever you have right now at this very moment, it is enough for you to start. It is all you need to start. Sometimes we wait to be ready. We wait for the right time. We wait for the right moment. We wait for the right resources, to have enough resources for us to start. But chances are, you may never be ready. You may never have enough. You may never know enough to start. So decide to start anyway. Whatever happens, whatever it is, you have to start anyway. And remember that when you start, you are one step closer to your goal. You are one step closer to your dream. You are one step closer to becoming the person you desire to be. So all you need to start is to start right where you are with what you have. You must also remember that the only person who can and who will change your life is you. Nobody is coming to save you. Nobody is coming to change your life. Nobody is coming to write your story. You are the author of your own story. You are the only one who is going to change your life. You are the only one who is going to live your life. And you live every single day. You live every single day. The only person who can make you happy is you. The only person who can give you all you have ever desired is you. The only person who can get you where you want to be is you. And you can only do this for yourself if you decide to start. So you have got to start living. You've got to start working towards your dreams. All you have to do is start, you know, some way, anyway. As long as you start. So everything, I want you to remember that everything is waiting on you, is waiting for you to start. Everything that you ever desired, everything that you ever wanted to be is waiting for you to start. And the only way to start is to start. So start today, start this very minute. You will get better on the go. You don't have to be better as you start. You know, things may go wrong. Things may go the other way. May go south, may go east, north. but you will get better on the go as long as you start. You have got to start somewhere. We all start somewhere. We all start somewhere. So everything, every single thing, everything that you ever wanted, everything that you want to be is waiting for you to start. And many other things will show up as you take action, as you go. You will understand certain things as you go. You will see certain things as you go. You will improve, you'll get better as you go. Don't wait up, don't wait up. Don't you think you've been waiting for way too long to have enough resources to start? Don't you think you've been waiting for a way too long for things to get better before you start? Don't you think you've been waiting forever to be ready to start? What are you waiting? What sign are you waiting for you to start? What sign are you looking for you to start? What are you looking for? What are you looking for? What are you waiting for? You have got everything you need to start. Whatever you have, whatever you know, you are ready to start. So yes, roll up your sleeves and start right away. Don't wait up anymore. You have waited enough. So I want you to roll up yourselves and start anyway. And all the best as you start. I know that you are starting. So all the best. I wish you all the best as you begin this journey towards your dreams, towards your goals, towards living your life, intentionally living your life. You only have one life to live. So live it. Live it to the fullest. You know, do everything. Wake up every single morning and live your life intentionally, you know, make intentional choices and live your life. If there is one thing that life has taught me over the years, is that if you want to change your world, you cannot back down from challenges that life presents to you. You cannot afford to give up because life is handing you lemons and lemons and lemons and lemons. So if you really want to live the life that you desire for yourself, if you want to become the person that you desire to be, you have to deal with the challenges, with the problems, with the situations that life presents to you, each one of them, and you have to do it intentionally, without looking back, without backing down. So yes, you can start anyway. You can start now and learn as you go. Trust me, things will get better on the go. And remember that everything is a journey. Life is a journey. Every single thing is a journey. We are a journey. So it will not be easy. It will not be easy. It's not gonna be an easy road for you. It has never been for anyone. Whatever happens, just make sure that you start, and that once you have started, you don't stop. You keep going. You keep moving. Whatever happens, you have got to keep going. You have got to keep moving forward. And all the best as you start. All the very best. I wish you all the best. And I think this is it for now. And I want you to remind you about something also. That don't give up, people. Don't you dare give up. And remember that if there is a people to pray, there is a God to answer. So don't get tired of praying. Pray without ceasing. God did not bring you this far to fail you. He did not bring you this far to leave you. He is with you. Whatever you are going through, God is with you. So be confident in this very thing, that He who have begun a good thing in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. He will perform it until its completion. God is here to stay. So are you staying? Are you also here to stay? Are you here to stay? Because he's not going anywhere. He's not gonna leave you. He's not gonna forsake you. He is here with you through it all. So are you gonna stay with God? Are you gonna stay in God? Are you gonna stay believing? Are you gonna stay prayed up? Whatever happens, you have got to pull the sleeves of your faith up. You gotta keep your faith and keep hoping for better days, because they are coming. They are coming. All the best as you start. Thank you so much for tuning in. You are listening to Mindset, where your mind is your superpower. Bye for now.